Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
In honor of Lance leaving, I'm going to give you a second treat. It's Sam Houston Race Park Thursday, and we're giving away a pair of tickets at every show to see all the live action live during the 27th annual Thoroughbred Racing season. Live racing begins at 6:45 p.m. on Friday and Saturday night. Every Friday night, enjoy $2 long necks and $2 wines. COVID-19 protocols will be strictly observed. So caller 8-713-780-3776 wants a pair of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Get your wagers in as early as possible. Visit shrp.com for more info. Caller 8-713-780-3776.
Cougs all day, air day. Are we burying the lead? And because there was Karen Fredgaard, who's a sophomore at the University of Houston, was tied for second at the Augusta National Women's Amateur. But, dude, you're late to this party. I was watching. How much of that did you watch?
Of the Women's Amateur?
The Women's Amateur
at Augusta National. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. You wouldn't have watched it anyway.
If you would have informed me, I might have watched.
No, there was a girl, Frassie from Arkansas, that was kicking everybody's ass. But then another girl came. I was watching, actually. You guys are right about me. I might have a golf addiction.
Or something. Oh, you think?
I was watching women's
you
golf.
You won't watch, an Elite Eight between two elite teams in women's basketball, but you will sit down and watch an amateur women's golf tournament.
It was college women, mostly.
Understood. Gotcha. But, yeah. The best of the best were playing in the Elite Eight, and you wouldn't watch that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your response. Yeah. Yeah, you do have a golf addiction.
Plus, it was Augusta National. I know, and you know all the holes.
Okay, you love watching them ruin a national park. Is what you're saying?
It's not a national park.
It would be if
it
you didn't
couldn't
have played
be
golf.
More private. It's the exact opposite.
Understood. I understand, but it has the terrain for a national park. But
it does.
It has it's golf, and you ruin everything.
No, it can't be better at Augusta National. I am kind of sick in this way. I was actually we got a nice setup where I can watch something and then, watch other stuff too. So I don't know.
And who played well? Who were you impressed with?
This Frassie girl was pretty good. She was pretty good. Then there was another girl from Arizona that was pretty good. No, but she fell out of the University of Houston was not in it in the third round. So this was third round action I was watching.
And some other collegiate news, Roy Williams retires.
Yeah, Roy Williams done.
I mean, I imagine after that year, he was like, I'm out. It wasn't a great year to go out on.
No, a lot of North Carolina fans were done with him, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a downturn, and maybe recruiting hadn't been great for them. They certainly don't. They don't even recruit on a level that Duke does, and Duke has become a one and done factory. Maybe not so much this year, but Roy Williams retires at 70. It's about that time, right?
He doesn't look 70.
He doesn't.
Looks good for 70.
Yeah, he's weird to say this about a college basketball coach. He's held up well. Sweet 16, and at the end of the 2019 season, we know last year's season got canceled, but they were 14-19 last year. And then 18-11 this year, and were knocked out in the first round. So there had been a downtick in terms of performance. Was a national champion only about, 5 years ago, 2007 or the 2017 season. So 4 years ago. So, yeah, Roy Williams retires.
Yeah. It's got to be hard at 70 years old getting up to all that recruiting all the time. And
yeah.
As much as you got to, beg 18-year-olds. To come to your, it's got to be, I'd be done with. No, I'm going to go play golf. Of course, I say that about everything.
I got to cajole you. I've coached Hall of Famers, and I got to deal with you.
Yeah. I mean, nah, I ain't doing that no more. I'm out of that game. Carlos Correa, it's looking tougher and tougher on a deal. Opening day, he said he's not going to, if they make him a huge offer tomorrow. Guess what?
Yeah, John Heyman tweeted out last night that there had been no progress on the initial deal that was reported. Now, we've had conflicting reports, considering yourself, who told us that the Astros had maybe changed their offer. But he alluded to the fact that because Correa has said he wouldn't negotiate throughout the season, the Astros are moving more towards losing another big name. That second part is true. They are if he goes free agency, but Correa would negotiate, would come off that line, that stance about not negotiating if he liked the offer. If he felt there was legitimate movement to a number he was with, he was good with, I think that hard line stance would go away pretty quickly.
Yeah. It does. I would be shocked now if it gets done with the Lindor deal. That just destroyed everybody. That destroyed every shortstop out there.
Well, every team out there who tried to get their guy.
I mean, it's going to be, I'm telling you, I don't know that he's doing the right thing here. I really don't.
He has to live up to something in his head that he has not done yet for the money he's asking for.
Yes.
We know everyone, a lot of people salute the whole believe in yourself, bet on yourself, and that's what he's doing. And if he gets it done and he cashes in, so be it. But so far, everything will tell you that he'll either be injured or he'll play to a number that's not what he thinks he should be making.
You can't miss 50 games a year, which is what he's done over the four. Not last year, not included. But so it's trending well that he played 58 of the 60 games.
And showed up in the postseason, which is what this is all really based on.
That's what this is all about.
Yeah. What he did.
Well, not only that. I mean, his OPS and Lindor's are identical, 833. And Lindor gets $34 million a year.
Lindor plays all the time.
Yeah, Lindor misses 6 games a year. He misses 50.
And Lindor's missing games for rest days, not because of injuries.
Well, 1 year he missed 19, so there must have been something.
There must have been a little something there.
And yeah, he misses 6 a year, and 1 year was 3 times that. So
yeah, so what is he normally missing? If you start, we can go look at it, how many games he misses, but I think you did it already. Yeah.
Yep.
It's not a comparison. One guy's always available.
Altuve leading off. We won't get it till later. Brian McTaggart will tweet it out. But here's, the lineup. It's going to be Altuve, Brantley, Bregman, mm-hmm. Tucker, Correa, Jordan, Yuli, McCormick, Maldonado. That is my guess at the lineup. The rotation is Greinke, followed by Javier, followed by McCullers, Urquidy, and then Luis Garcia. And Odorizzi is going to be back for the homestand, so it'll be one start. Garcia moves to the bullpen, and we'll see who's out of the bullpen.
So you think Dusty, you didn't mention Straw, right?
I did not mention.
So you think
he's been banged up.
Okay. Isn't he on COVID? Is he a COVID guy?
I don't know if it's COVID or he's been banged up a little bit, so I would imagine Straw is going to,
Yeah, he cleared protocols yesterday, so he's there for the opener. You think he would put McCormick out there instead of Straw?
McCormick's had at-bats lately. You might want to wait until.
Dusty seems like the traditional type, right? He gave Greinke a start to opening day. He's going to, now Straw doesn't have a lot of pelts on the wall, but he's been around more than McCormick.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe it's Straw.
And that's less about accomplishments because he doesn't really have any. I was just thinking, hey, that's the dude who's put in the work, I guess, and he's been around, and maybe give that guy the opening day start, something he's certainly never done before.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But that's, either way, Straw, him, Diaz, whoever is out there.
Uh-huh.
And that's the 8-hole guy, and then it's going to be, That's pretty much going to be your lineup, depending on how you hit. If Tucker's not hitting there, if Correa's not hitting there, if Jordan is hitting a ton, you might move him up to fourth. Whatever the case may be, if Altuve's struggling again like he did last year, he might have to get dropped in a lineup. Hopefully that's not going to be the case. So your Astros at it, 9 o'clock tonight. Rockets were scary last night, up by 18. James goes out of the game, and the Nets go on a run and win by 12 with a line that was 12 and a half. Jay Sean Tate that hit – oh, no, it was House – hit a three-pointer as time expired to have it a Rockets cover, which is the way it should have been. The Rockets led the whole game.
They had a great first quarter to get them out to a lead. The Nets, I don't know, maybe outscored them by 3 in the second, but the Rockets had a, like you said, a substantial lead, and And if depending on what side of this you're on, you're like, hey, guys, stop screwing this up. Yeah. Hey, hey, you shouldn't be losing to the Nets when they have Kyrie and James. It turns out James needed to take a seat before the Nets would turn it on. The Nets have done this a bit recently. They've been down, and because they are as talented as they are, particularly scoring the basketball, they found a way to come back. But as far as the Rockets are concerned, this is, I guess, your perfect scenario. As long as you're not faint of heart, play well, show that some of your guys can do some things, and then piss it away down the stretch.
Yeah. Well, until they get, you know, just KD off Twitter, you know, CSing and EADing.
CGing.
And, yeah, all that stuff. All the stuff he says on Twitter to mm-hmm. people.
Oh, and Instagram. Don't forget, he went to Instagram too.
Yeah, all the stuff he's doing there. As soon as they get him back, I mean, is he out because of carpal tunnel?
He can't shoot?
Yeah, because of carpal tunnel, the typing? Because he's too busy.
I don't know what his issue is. I mean,
typing?
Is it still a hamstring? I don't know what his problem is.
I hope he uses the microphone thing, because otherwise he is going to get carpal tunnel.
What's it called? Talk to text or text, yeah, text to talk, whatever it's called.
But they do misspell stuff sometimes.
Yeah. He's got the hamstring, so he won't be back this week. That was reported earlier. We'll see if he's back next week. He's played. I know it's all about a championship for the Nets. That's why you acquire Harden. But talk about return on investment. KD's played a total of 19 games for them since they signed him.
2 years.
Yeah.
Almost 2 years.
Now everything will be A-OK if they win a title. It hasn't been an issue, particularly the back part of last year and this year as far as fan attendance. So it's like, okay, people coming to see KD hasn't really been a big thing. But it's like, man, we got 19 games out of this guy over halfway through the second year of a contract. Now, they knew last year was going to be a thing, but it's got to be like, we better win some titles.
Can you get here sometime?
You better be the guy in the playoffs, because right now, no fans and we're paying you. You're not even playing.
What does the league do about all his CS and EAD and...
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
And CG and...
You would think...
He had a bunch.
Because of how it was, you know, how it was reported, misogynistic, homophobic, you think the league would say, you know what, you're going to catch a fine here. We don't need our players representing us that way. Now, he didn't drop the word that Kobe dropped on the sideline when they fined him a lot of money for a homophobic slur. But I wonder if it comes close to that, because of the consistent derogatory language that was made public by Michael Rappaport.
Yeah. The league is going to have to step in on that one. The league has got to step in on that one. I don't think there's any. He at least a big fine, a slap on the. Hey, what? Justin Thomas lost in golf. Dropped one F-bomb, not the F-bomb, the other F-bomb. And lost all his sponsorships. Well, not all of them, but I mean, and he's calling him a C guzzler and a.
Yeah.
I mean, and PJ, goodness gracious.
PJ Tucker's come to his defense. Of course not. He was asked about what KD said. Of course not. He did nothing wrong. He didn't do nothing wrong. I guess in a conversation between. A private conversation, I guess, but hold yourself to anytime you say something on the internet, there's a real shot that someone's going to expose you.
If you type it, it's out there and never going away.
Always assume that it's a thing. So sure. If they're actually friends and he says that, I mean, it's fine, but you got to know now that it's public, the NBA is going to say, look, man, could you not? It's pretty easy for you not to do that. Could you not do that? You're one of our biggest stars. Knock it off.
Yeah. All right. 1013 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Give us a call on the HRMP listener line. You're more than welcome to get in here. We've got a couple segments left before we hit News of the Weird. Oh, wait. We got one segment left before we hit Throw Shade Thursday.
Correct.
Today is Throw Shade Thursday. So we got one segment left that you can actually call in and talk about. Stuff, but then you got to call in and make some shade. So that'll happen at the bottom of the hour. Right now, though, no one's perfect. I don't care. You know what? The best baseball players, they only succeed 3 out of 10 times. the best golfers, you know, they bogey a lot of holes, three putt, whatever the case may be. If you're coming up short in the bedroom, though, you can hit 100. You can hit 100 because of GetRoman.com/John. GetRoman.com/John. I'm not guaranteeing it, but I'm saying this. You're going to talk to a doctor, a real doctor, a U.S. licensed healthcare professional, who will work with you to find the best treatment. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. Free two-day shipping. And it's straightforward and it's discreet. Discreet is the optimal word here. You don't want everybody knowing your business, so it comes packaged well, so no one will know what's going on there. GetRoman.com/John. You don't have to go to the doctor's office. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. You just do it all online. And right now, go to GetRoman.com/John. Get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now. Save $15 on your first month of treatment. GetRoman.com/John. You got to take care of this ED. The best way to do it, GetRoman.com/John.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:18 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Dan Orlovsky's been catching it. He has been critical. Now he's... I mean, and I've seen a few guys on Twitter saying, man, I don't know. You can question a lot of things about Justin Fields, but his heart and his work ethic? Dan Orlovsky's putting himself out there a little bit.
Yeah, he said some those things about Fields, namely first or last guy in, first guy out, that got people a little upset. And he had to say, look, I like Justin Fields. This is just what people are telling me. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. And it sparked that old debate about, because it could hurt Justin Fields' stock, that these reports, although you think NFL teams wouldn't be paying attention, that why is the black quarterback the one catching this type of quote-unquote slander if it's not true, when Mac Jones has a DUI on his record and no one's discussing that as a possible reason as a red flag. Bucky Brooks responded about this particular issue, not necessarily Mac Jones, but black quarterbacks and how it affects their status when things like this get out there. I don't know. I don't know anything about Justin Fields' work ethic, but who would we think is coming from? Because Dan Orlovsky's not going to know. He's going to have to be told that stuff. So who is telling him that? He's not going to reveal. But that information, where that information is coming from, is important. Is it coming from a team who wants him to drop? That's a conspiracy theory. Or is it coming from Ohio State people who are allegedly telling the truth to teams? That's what's important to me. Who is giving that information?
Well, just putting that out there is damaging to the kid.
Exactly. So yeah, that's the pushback from people.
It better be a damn good source at Ohio State. Because yes, that's the only place you know. Or Georgia.
Yes, and or people just around who would know, people you trust to know. Because if it's a team telling you that, and they may have some ulterior motive because they don't want them, they don't want to move up to get them, and they don't want them, and they don't want another team to take them, you're damaging his reputation based off a rumor because they want an advantage in taking him. You would hope if it's real, it's coming from people who deal with him on a day-to-day basis.
Yep.
The Ohio State thing, Lance said they want to be looked at as honest with evaluators and NFL people. But if you're Ohio State, how does it help you if your star quarterback is looked at that way?
Well, there's the honesty thing versus look how high our guys are being drafted.
Yeah, don't you want to put that graphic out that we had a top five quarterback taken when you're recruiting?
Yeah, but you also don't want another Haskins situation.
So
you know, where, oh, look how great our guy is, and he's a total bust.
See, I think that affects NFL people, but if you tell a college kid, we're going to get, this school is going to get you drafted in the first round, I think they'll be like, good. He's still going to be
a first rounder.
No, but I don't think the busting matters. I think you sell the fact that we create top 15 quarterbacks or top five, maybe in Fields' case.
But
there it matters
to
the NFL.
There is a thing about, you know, Penn State. There was a thing about Penn State running backs.
But did it ever stop?
Now, if Ohio State turns into, well, they can't develop a quarterback.
It's a thing for NFL evaluators, certainly. But if you are a high school prospect and you see running backs from Penn State at the time get drafted in the first round, Ohio State quarterbacks getting drafted in the first round, Ryan Day can tell you, look, you're not that guy, but what I will do is put you in the best position to play well and get drafted. And then it's up to you once you get there.
Yeah. Or this system, if I'm recruiting against them, that system doesn't develop quarterbacks. Look at those guys.
Well, develops them in the first round paycheck.
Yeah, first round picks that don't get a second contract. Well, you know what's the most important thing? The second contract.
I don't think, see, from what I've noticed, that stuff doesn't matter as much to players at the high school level because they always think they're better than the next guy anyway.
Yeah, that's true. But if I'm been negative recruiting against them, listen, you don't want bust. I mean, if he's going to be a bust, he's going to be a bust regardless of where he's drafted. He's going to be a bust.
Or where he went. Like, I don't think Ohio State produces first-round busts. They produce guys who, for whatever reason, are attracted enough to NFL teams to get drafted, and then that's on the NFL for misevaluating.
We know that they do pretty well at defensive linemen.
Yeah.
Especially defensive ends.
True.
Really well.
And if you can put two first-round quarterbacks, Ohio State's never going to have an issue recruiting anyway. I mean, this is all on the margins.
Right.
They got the Dwayne Haskins apparent failure didn't affect Quinn Ewers. He goes, you know what? Yeah, Dwayne Haskins didn't do well. I'm still going to Ohio State. So I don't think that's ever going to be a really big deal for them. Bus, they're still going to get their guys.
I think he wanted to get away from Tom Herman.
Well, he's not there anymore. He could have changed his mind.
Are you saddened that there won't be any headdresses or faces painted at Indians games now?
No.
Have you ever thought about going to a game and putting on a headdress?
No. And that's less about the cultural appropriation and insensitivity. I just think people who wear them look stupid.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to look stupid.
Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah. You don't care about cultural appropriation.
No, I do. But as far as why I wouldn't wear them, that's actually second on the list besides you look dumb, so I'm not going to do that.
If you got a free Chick-fil-A spicy sandwich?
No, even then I wouldn't do it.
No?
What
if you had no money and they were giving
you... But I had enough for a headdress and to paint my face?
But somebody gave you the headdress.
If I had no money, I wouldn't be going to games.
Well, what about if to send you to Chick-fil-A to get a free spicy chicken sandwich?
So Chick-fil-A is just offering free spicy chicken sandwiches to people who wear headdresses and paint their face? Yeah. That's an odd promotion.
It's Indian Day at Cleveland Indians Day.
Around all the Chick-fil-A's?
And all the Chick-fil-A's in the country.
I guess I'm missing out on that sandwich. I'm not wearing a headdress.
Okay. I'm just saying. Would you sign Saquon Barkley to a long-term deal?
If running back contracts have taught me anything, the answer is no. Not the second contract.
And
he's never healthy.
That's a problem. So that's the biggest reason. Oh, hear that, Carlos Correa? That's the biggest reason. But the word on the street was that the Giants were shopping him this offseason. People have heard this. I know people that have heard this.
And saying he's never healthy is a bit unfair. He played 16 and 13, then he played two. So he had a catastrophic season as far as injuries last year. But he had played 29 out of a total of 32 before last year. But still, no, I'm not giving him a lot of money because he's a really good player when he's on the field. And how does that affect the Giants winning? I'm not giving you a deal that you think you might deserve. Because what's Saquon Barkley going to ask for?
Saquon's probably asking for the world. So Ezekiel deal.
And I'm not giving you that.
I'm not giving him that.
And he's only 23 now. He came in at 21. So he's still a young guy. Certainly before, I guess, he gets anywhere near his prime as far as running backs are concerned or over the hill. I'm just not giving you that money because he'll be up for a deal. The fifth-year option, he's only going into year four. He'll be up for a deal about 25, 26. I ain't giving you that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, he's going to make money in the league. He's going to be fine, but I don't know if I'm the Giants, if I'm committing to him long term. Plus, the running back position, it's not, it's, unless you're Derrick Henry, it doesn't seem to affect winning.
No. Yeah, and they're built around him, and it's not the way you win in the NFL anymore.
That's funny. Derrick Henry is the guy that is the only guy that you can point to that say that team jumped on his back
and went on a run
and wins football games,
and all of a sudden accelerated their timeline as far as being a contender when they decided we're going to ride him as far as we can go.
Yep.
Yeah. He's unique that way. Otherwise. I don't mind drafting a running back in the first round because you will get the 5 years. But after that, 5 years, let someone else pay him and go draft the next one.
No.
In the first round.
Draft a guy in the fourth round.
No, I just
could turn into a...
Sure, but if you want the 5 years of team control, low pay, people like the extra year. So I get if you want to do it in the first round for a good player, but after that, let the dopey team who likes to win in free agency pay him.
Yeah.
I'll go draft the next guy.
All right, time for Throw Shade Thursday. 713-780-37. If you know you're gonna come in. If you don't come in, then we just stop Throw Shade Thursday. I mean, you gotta want this, people. This is your time. If you've got something that's stuck in your craw, it is April Fool's Day too. I might throw shade at Gilbert. I don't know, because Gilbert outsmarted me again. 713-780-3776. Is the number if you would like to get in here, throw some, make some shade. Right now, hurricane season, flood season, Texas Gulf Coast, this is what we are here for, okay? This is what we have to deal with. Let the team from McClenny, Mosley, and Associates review your insurance policy, give you free advice on policy amendments that you should be making to your policy. Or if you are in a dispute right now with your insurance company, let them look at your policy and then advise you accordingly to deal with that insurance company. This is what the MMA law firm does every day. The insurance companies don't like them. They do not like McKinney, Mosley, and Associates because this is what they specialize in, insurance problems. And there are problems out there because the insurance company wants to take in all the money for the premiums, and then they don't like to pay out on the claims. So who is going to win here? Well, McClenny, Mosley, and Associates, they win all the time. You don't. LargeLossAttorneys.com. That's LargeLossAttorneys.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, throw some, make some shade time. 713-780-3776. Who wronged you in any way, shape, or form? What did they do? Did they walk in front of your car? Okay.
Okay.
Did they sleep with your wife?
That would be one where you throw shade. Did they make you think they would stay at your school despite the fact that their alma mater came calling and you made yourself look stupid on the internet by saying he would never leave? Coach would never leave.
Well, you see, it seems like it's kind of specific there.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't heard, Chris Beard got hired by University of Texas.
Ah.
So if you're a Texas Tech fan on Twitter who was going at people who would even suggest that he would leave, you look dumb. The guy who went to school there wasn't going to really give them an opportunity. So, yes, Chris Beard, the new coach at the University of Texas.
That's not an April Fool's joke.
No, that's real. It's
what I'm not sure of, I got a tweet from somebody that said that Alvin Brooks was going to be the next coach at Lamar. That is very believable since he was a star there. I could see his son coming along with him, who's a coach at Oregon. I mean, Oregon. He's a coach at Baylor. So I could certainly see that happening as well. I don't know if that's an April Fool's joke or not. I don't know. It's a dumb April. Just like Gilbert's was a dumb April Fool's joke.
Do you feel a little silly believing Gilbert?
No, I believe everything Gilbert says. And you know what? That's that's indicates naive. How you're unintelligent
naive.
I am.
You're a bit naive because Gilbert is a known. How do I put this?
He lies to me all the time.
I was going to say he's a known guy who doesn't tell the truth, but yes, he lies all the time.
No, he lies all the time.
And you allowed him to lie to you again, and you believe him.
He said he had cancer. He says, oh, he says it's an ongoing thing, and I believe him all. I think I'm just too naive. No. All right. Who wants to throw some, make some shade? Are you ready? 713-780-3776. Dell, hit it.
Let's throw some shade.
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All righty then. Time to throw some, make some shade. Up first, it's Matt. Let's get him in here. Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Doing great. I'd like to throw some shade at Lance for being soft and blocking me on Twitter because I disagree with him about the Rona.
You just disagreed with him about the Rona?
You remember? He called in. Lance told him he should, you know, burn and get in a car crash.
Oh, gosh. That's
throw some, make some shade.
Yeah, Lance deserved that shade. Can't refute it anyway. But, Lance, you deserved it. I hope you feel bad about yourself now, Lance.
For that and other things.
Like you made Matt feel about himself.
He's done a lot of bad things, Lance has.
No, Lance is a bad person. Jose is next. What's going on, Jose?
Yo, what's up, gentlemen? First and foremost, shout out to the bench. Best show on the station by far.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to be like that other dude, but Dell, quick question, right? I advocated before about them saying your name when the show comes on, but why they only say it once Lance leaves, like if you haven't been there the whole time, even before them? So I'm advocating for them to say your name for the whole time.
I appreciate that. It's a clear lack of respect, but yeah, I got you.
No,
yeah,
there is a lack of respect. That's the answer.
Yeah, I said a clear lack of respect.
But hold on, though. I got that good old station shade that y'all love, two of them. First, how y'all going to give that new time slot to old man Palillo, man? I was trying to either have the dark hour with Dell or diving deep with Dell. And second, I know I'm a little late with this, but Josh, your stuff was so riveting that now you're playing classic rock in Nashville. I forgot to say my farewell, so farewell these nuts, homie. Shade thrown.
Throw some, make some shade.
Just bombs everywhere. John, you love it. Look at John. For people not on Twitch, John loves this. Farewell to these nuts.
That was the best shade in a while.
He loves it.
That was the best shade in a while. Jose, big ups. Farewell to thee. Oh, fare thee well. Who's next? John is up. What's going on, John?
Yeah, we need to throw shade at Dell and cancel him because he's talking about American Indians looking stupid in headdresses.
Hmm? Oh, well, that's
doesn't he lose his job now? Doesn't he lose his job now because he's talking about...
No, he was talking about people, non-Indians
right.
Looking
he's
stupid.
Racist. He's talking about people in headdresses. He's racist.
John is a play off the fact that everyone gets canceled despite no matter what they say.
You're racist, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You're racist.
Mm-hmm. I would give him credit because he's doing the whole everyone gets canceled for everything, but it is John, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, everyone heard what I said.
Next up...
make some shade.
We went from really good shade to that. Next up is Jay. Is this Lazy Jay?
No, this ain't Lazy Jay, bro. This is Jay off 288.
Hey, Jay, 288.
I watched Will Fuller. Yes, sir. I watched Will Fuller pull up with soft tissue injury after soft tissue injury. All the time Deshaun's over there getting masseuse after masseuse after masseuse. You couldn't hook your boy up with a masseuse, Deshaun. Are you serious? You saw your boy crippled walking down the street. You couldn't get him to rub some hamstrings because you're too busy playing with your pee-pee. Throw some shade at my boy Watson.
Make some shade.
That was a little aggressive. It's true, though.
I mean, do your guy a favor. You know how the offense is. Yeah. Offense explodes.
Hey, you're with explodes.
phrasing. With Will Fuller on the field, you couldn't throw him one massage therapist.
One.
You got 40 at least.
You got 40. I mean, is that fair? Fuller can't get one.
But now he's
got
to go to Miami.
Yeah. They got any there?
Probably. Deshaun, didn't he fly one? Oh, that was from Atlanta. Never mind.
713-780-3776. Dominic is next. What up, Dominic?
What's up, guys? Called last week. Got fired the next day because I said I hated my job. Throw some shade at Texas A&M.
Oh. I'm throw some, make some shade.
Is that true, Dominic?
Someone recognized your voice?
He said he was hired as an engineer and he was cutting grass, right?
Or a welder.
A welder.
Yeah, I was a welder, man. They got me cutting grass. But make sure you check who's behind you. Fucking boss is behind.
Whoa.
Come on, guys. You know, come on.
You can't
drop
F-bombs on your boss.
We're a family. We get it. Everyone feels comfortable.
You're comfortable.
Just some things you can't say. I mean, there are a lot of things we allow that you think everything can be said.
No.
Can't say that.
No.
I'm sorry you got fired, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Dominic, we apologize. Well, I mean, you're
well, I mean, you did.
You did call it.
And we didn't make you do it.
So I guess this show was popular in College Station.
Well, maybe don't use your real name.
Or your voice.
Yeah.
Or school.
A lot of things you could have avoided.
By a school. Cutting grass.
We're the Aggie Station, so maybe Aggies are listening.
Maybe.
A lot of things he could have avoided.
Well, who's the snitch?
Well, it could be idiot.
Is there an Aggie snitch out there?
I don't like to put that in the Aggies because they're all good Aggs, but you never know.
They're all good
Aggs. I'm going to say a Texas person called Texas A&M to get Dominic because that's what Texas people do when they're not stealing coaches.
That's what they do. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, bring back right. He's the
Del Vincito! Para tres.
Para tres, gentlemen, good morning. Shout out to my boy TJ and Beaumont. And free my boy, all you Mike. Hey, here's my shade, man. I can't believe I fell for this, man. I actually throwing shade at myself. Man, Mama Raza told me she was pregnant, and I forgot it was April Fool's, and I was like, what the hell, man? And I started freaking out. Then I realized, man, I was still drunk from last night, and I didn't realize it. But, man, she got me good, man. Shade to myself.
Make some shade
on you, brother. Shade on you. Yeah, I got to tell my wife something. I'm pregnant or something.
You think that'll fool her?
Might. I don't know.
How about you got someone else pregnant?
Ooh.
If you want to get deep.
Ooh. You know what, though? Frankie's coming to town.
You want today. Frankie to tell her?
At the airport. Frankie's pregnant.
And you just come in, like, despondent and even a little angry. And
Mom,
just,
we got to tell you.
We got to talk to you.
We got
to
talk. Oh, that'll be awesome. Oh, Frankie can't be pregnant because she's, you know, my daughter.
Yeah, and virginal. We know. Yep. We know the deal.
I know. Tiffany is next. Hey, Tiffany, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm a Division I basketball player. I don't want to say my team name, but I play for a pretty high-ranked women's team. I just want to throw some shade on the NCAA for only giving us this rinky-dink weight equipment. There's only 3,000 pounds on the squat rack, so shade thrown on the NCAA.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
We don't condone what we just heard, but we can't refute it because this is that segment.
State is it? Is it Georgia that won't let
trans? I think it's maybe now multiple states are trying to enact.
Well,
bills.
This just happened this week, though. There was
in Georgia. Is it? I know they did the voting law thing.
The voting law.
I don't know. I'll try
to
find it.
They did the trans. They had a big week. They did the voting law.
Transgender
and transgender can't.
Tiffany,
compete.
Come on. Hi, guys.
What? What? At least try.
No, I think he did try. That was the point. To have that voice to be a Tiffany.
I guess.
No, we do not believe that the women who are in the NCAA tournament sound like that. Thank you, Tiffany.
Tiffany. Oh. Hank. What's up, Hank?
Yeah, I want to throw some shade at 94.5 The Buzz. It is the trashiest radio station in the country for rock and roll. And us being such a huge market, like, I have to listen to either ESPN radio or my own music because 94.5 The Buzz just plays nothing but trash music. Can we get a good rock station in Houston, please?
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Well, we don't want any if you have to listen to us instead.
Yeah, if your choices are us or your own music, keep playing that trash. I got here in the early during the mid 2000s, and it's like they I tuned in like 3 years ago, they're still playing the same stuff.
Okay.
It feels like it. The
what,
same
107.5.
I think he's look. I don't know what that is. Is that a classic rock station?
I think it is.
I think he's listening for more. At least 94.5 supposed to be the more modern stuff, but it feels like the same stuff. Hey, look, this Seether song we played 10 years ago, we're still playing.
I want them all to be trash, so they listen to us.
Yeah,
screw them.
We're in the business of getting an audience.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not throwing shade at them. I like them. Just keep sucking 94.5. Keep sucking. All right, 10:44. That was good shade today. Well played. Gentlemen and Tiffany.
Yeah, thanks, Tiffany.
Taking a break. News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Well, I don't know. Del, what kind of raffles did you have for Little League or soccer team? Or
mostly selling chocolate or
chocolate,
or maybe even a pancake breakfast.
Well, this is a little different. There was a raffle at Titusville High School. It's called Astronaut High School in Titusville, Florida. And they were raffling off an assault rifle.
Whoa.
Yeah. Do you think that is the best raffle item to win at a school auction?
So it wasn't raffling to make money for the school.
Yeah.
Students could buy the raffle? I mean, the gun?
No, no. I don't know how old. You probably had to be 21. Okay, but even
so,
still.
So it was for people outside of the who weren't students.
Does that matter? Assault rifle?
It's aggressive, but yeah. It does take a bit of a turn. If I thought it was like at the a school fair and kids got to buy an assault rifle or win an assault rifle. Considering the whole, assault rifles are used quite a bit for school shootings. It's not a great image or great. It's not great messaging, but hey. If the city likes it and they're fine with it, who am I to tell an entire town what they can and can't do?
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to vote for this guy. If I lived in Tamil Nadu, which I don't live in, but apparently there is a candidate here. He's promising a mini helicopter, an annual deposit of 1 crore for every home, gold jewelry for weddings, a 3-story house, a candidate in Tamil Nadu is promising the moon to voters. Would you vote for him if he promised to give you 1 crore? I don't know what a crore is.
I don't know what a crore
is. I don't either, but it seems like it's a lot. And a mini helicopter.
He'd have to explain to me what the value of a crore was, but if he's trying to...
Let's say it was $1,000.
Yes. I mean, a lot of the reasons why people voted for the current president is... Or was the promise of, stimulus checks. What's the difference? Yeah. You're going to promise me $1,000 or whatever crore is worth. If the other person promised me 2 crores, I vote for them.
Yeah.
I can be bought.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. I'm voting for you. I'm voting for you.
You're promising me something of value, and if it's monetary, yes. I'll vote for you.
I'm in. I'm going to take it. I want it. Yes. Okay. You get my vote. I don't care. This is what that's. Yes. Del, it's National Plain Donut Day, which I think you like, right? Plain donut?
I like cake donuts.
Cake donuts. So to celebrate National Plain Donut Day in Canada, use the hashtag show us your hole.
It's a... It's phrasing once again.
That seems to be.
So, what do you have to show?
It's just a slogan to celebrate National Donut. Oh, okay.
So you don't actually have to show them anything to get a donut.
Show us your hole.
I mean, you got to be a little bit more specific to me because you're inviting people to show you things, namely their holes.
Yeah, show us your hole. That's all. So it's a donut hole.
But who are you showing the donut hole to? The person who you just got the donut from?
I don't care.
You supposed to tweet about getting a free donut?
I don't. It doesn't matter to me. A U.S. man returned from a Swift shopping trip. What did he find in his car? In New Mexico. He went into the store to buy groceries. He said he was there for 10 minutes and found 15,000 honeybees.
In his car?
In his car. See, I'm looking at a picture of it. It looks like the kind of car that would probably be attracted to honeybees.
So it's a dump.
I mean, wash your car, dude. Honestly. Honestly.
That car is a car you never get in again, right? Because you're always going to feel like there's a bee in there.
Yeah, no.
I would never drive that car. I don't care what they say. I'm just going to assume there's one lurking.
Yeah. Apparently now, Dell, in Saudi Arabia, I know you were worried about this.
Of course.
What if your maid runs away? Well, you can now buy insurance for runaway maids.
Do maids run away a lot in Saudi Arabia? What's it cost to buy insurance?
The runaway from their employees. The Saudi has completed all study. It doesn't say.
I got a feeling.
It will be 2 years with a premium of less than SR5. Oh, $133.
I got a feeling that if.
It's 2 years, $133. It's worth it.
If a maid is running away from you, I think what they consider a maid in Saudi Arabia is different than what we consider a maid. If they're running away from you.
Well.
What's going on in that house?
I don't know how well paid they are.
And what's
going on? I'm
going
to have to know the details.
What
do they do? What do they look like, though?
Would Luce have ever ran away from?
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Wouldn't have Luce run about here. I feel like some of the things that were said would make a maid run away.
Yeah. No. Well, Luce tried to run away from Frankie.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's that type of treatment, then I get the running away.
Yeah. Harvard has a little bit of a problem here. Apparently, Harvard told Asians it's not a great time to be Asian.
Ooh. Yeah. In a email to the Asian students?
Harvard, they said, I'm sorry. You may wish that you weren't Asian. I had to apologize for
why
that.
Why? Because of the uptick in Asian violence? Look, guys, we know you might wish you weren't Asian, but trust us. You are a worthwhile member of society. What? Why would you? Whatever. Once again.
You guys are supposed to be the smart people. You don't have to be all that smart to run Harvard just to get in. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers going to host Jeopardy next week, Dell. You watching?
I don't watch Jeopardy, so no. Aaron Rodgers being the host doesn't make me want to watch.
What do you mean?
I don't watch. When does it even come on now?
You don't want to watch. It's on at noonish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like when I was in LA, Southern California, it came on like right before the news, I think, or right at, or like 6:30. So maybe right after the local news. I don't remember, leading into other stuff. No, I don't care. I don't care that much about Aaron Rodgers playing quarterback. Unless it's a game I distinctly care about. I'm not going to watch him on Jeopardy.
A suspected drug dealer. Oh, Dell. He got caught. Apparently he used a fake name. That fake name came back to police with warrants on it.
what a choice.
He got arrested for warrants out on somebody else. And so he had to fess up that his real name. And, oh, by the way, he's got warrants out. Of all the luck.
Aren't you supposed to, if you're in that type of life, aren't you supposed to pick a clean name, do some research and pick the clean name?
Isn't that the laziest criminal ever?
Type in the name and see if there's anything out on them. You can find mugshots of people by typing in their name.
I mean, I'm going, my name, if cops pull me over, Father TJ.
That's not a real name.
It kind of is.
You got to know his last name.
I know, but I'm Father TJ. That's how everybody knows me.
Think of somebody who works here. Who's the last name you pull if you're trying to use a fake name because you're concerned about criminal activity?
Charlie Polillo.
Okay. You think there's a dark underbelly to Charlie Polillo?
I don't know.
Maybe his name's not even Charlie
Polillo. He seems like a criminal type to me.
We don't know much about him. Maybe his name's not Charlie Polillo anymore.
I mean, he's from New York.
He's a New Yorker who came south.
He had to probably flee New York, which is why he's here.
Yeah. And change his appearance.
And you know Syracuse people. They're all criminals.
And they all come down here. Maybe they're all criminals.
I know.
You're right.
They're all running away. Hey, there's a huge sale on Traeger Timberline wood pellet grills at our favorite place, Texas Star Grill Shop. Four locations around the city now. There's one near you. And how about this? Heart brand Akaushi brisket, $4.99 a pound. I'm buying one this week, as a matter of fact. I'm getting one from Texas Star Grill Shop. I'll tell you how it is. I don't know how. I'm not great at cooking it, but you know what? The grill's going to do all the work. Okay, the smoker's going to do all the work for me. Timberline wood pellet grills. You got the best selection of wood pellet grills, smokers, gas grills, infrared, pizza oven, ceramic cookers. It's from brands you name, you know, Traeger, Memphis, Weber, Sabre, Big Green Egg. Expertise, their staff knows everything. They're unbelievable. I went there to buy my grill, my DCS, and I looked at all these, and they are, it's really amazing, all the stuff that they know. Plus, they have all the accessories for everything you could possibly need, even the meats. And they've got Akaushi brisket right now for $4.99 a pound. Four Houston area locations to shop for your next grill. And the best part, free assembly and delivery. Get started at TexasStarGrillShop.com. TexasStarGrillShop.com. Tell Rick and Michelle you heard it right here.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.